We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're in a judgment free zone right now, ready to hear you confess your craze. Sometimes you just got to let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it be out there. We got our listener right here, Ann from Whittier. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to ask you this, Ann. Do you want to keep your name Ann and say you're from Whittier, or would you like to change
it? Nope. That's my name because it's not my name.
Oh! She already did change her name.
You already changed
she
your name.
She didn't work for us.
I can't wait for this story. All right, AK Ann from Whittier, please. Confessor Craig, you're in a judgment-free zone. Go for it.
This actually happened 15 years ago. I'm 28.
You've been carrying this around for 15 years?
Jeez.
Yeah. Only like close friends and family know. When I was 13... I stole my dad's car with my best friend and her boyfriend and ran away to Mexico.
Wait, what?
He ended up stealing a car and they wanted an accomplice because he got caught. So my best friend, who's getting married on Saturday, was 12. Okay, we were bad kids. And what ended up happening was I was like, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. I'm the accomplice. I was not. I figured, you know, my mom and dad would come and get me, like, everything's going to be fine, I'm a juvie, whatever. I was wrong. It was, like, $6,000 for my friend to go home a week later, and I ended up spending 6 months in jail as an accomplice in Ensenada.
Whoa, in Mexico? Did your parents know you were in jail in Mexico?
They didn't find out until, like, somebody American, like, somebody from the embassy came to visit me, and they're like, look, you're, like... really serious trouble. Like, this isn't something that's just going to go away because you're American. They don't play that down here. Like, you really messed up. But my poor parents drove down every Sunday from Orange, California to Ensenada to come and see me.
My gosh.
What was jail like in Mexico?
At 13 years
13
old.
13, for that long.
It was terrible. I don't remember a ton of it, but what I do remember, I got beat up almost like every day.
Wow, that is crazy because when you have really traumatic things like that happen to you at such a young age, I'm sure you just sort of like blacked it out.
Of course,
you know,
knock it all out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you learn your lesson? Were you on the straight way after that?
No. I came back and I was even worse until I was about 17.
Talk about street cred.
Right, yeah, she came back with tattoos on her neck. And
you've been in Mexican jail at 13. You come back thinking you're the queen of everything.
Gangster.
So now have you changed your ways? Are you good to go now?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm 28. Yeah. I have a fantastic job. I'm a caregiver. I help people recover or transition to their next chapter. I have four beautiful kids that are all under the age of 5. And, you know, I'm going through a divorce right now, but my life's good now. It's my calling. I help people die, basically. Like, I'm there the last few weeks of their life. It's a humbling experience to be able to, you know, give somebody that dignity and that respect everybody deserves when they pass.
Yeah.
I love that you said it's a calling in your life, because I think anybody that would be in that situation will want somebody that looks at that position as a calling in life and not just a job.
Yep.
You know, but you're there in those last moments and you try to make it as best as possible by telling them probably these really cool stories.
Yeah, some damn good stories. They're like, oh.
Here's a question, right? And we'll wrap up with this. So let's say as a parent, you've had a crazy past in your teenage years or young adult years. Do you confess all that? And do you tell your children about those stories? And are you going to tell your kids about your past?
I am, because it made me who I am. Everybody makes mistakes, and you either learn from them or you keep repeating them.
Man, I wish you would have told my parents that when I was young.
Right? And thank you so much for calling in. Love you for listening to us. And please keep calling in if you got more stories.
Monthly appointment.
Do you feel a lot better now that you confessed that out loud?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to call back next week again.
Can't wait.
Please, please do. What an unreal story. But serious topic here, guys. As a parent, if you have a past that's full of mistakes, do you think it's a good idea to tell your kids about it in hopes that they won't make the same mistakes you did? Or do you think sometimes kids will use that against you. I don't see you try to be like, yo, don't be smoking or don't be doing drugs. Or like, you did it too.
Well, I don't see how you could tell. I mean, like, certain things are you know, like minor offenses. But when you've spent, you know, 6 months in a Mexican jail at 13 and you're trying to tell your kids not to break curfew, you're like, at least I'm still in America, man.
Right, but what do you do in that situation? Give us a call, shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. As parents, is it better to confess all your mistakes to your kids or just kind of keep it to yourself, you know? It's Gloria from Riverside. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gloria, is it a good idea to be open about your mistakes with your kids that you made in your past or keep it to yourself?
I think that there's some things that you need to keep to yourself. I think you can express some mistakes with your child, yet not everything, because they can turn around and use it. And the reason I say that is not only because I'm a parent myself, but because I've used it against my own parents. My grandma told me that my mom used to talk back to her, and when every time my mom would say something, I'm like, well, you talk back to grandma too.
There it is.
And I was a smart mouth, and I've always been a smart mouth, and my mom and I bump heads because of that, but I would always tell her, why are you complaining if I got it from you?
Damn.
I think it's like one of those things where if you're telling your kids something you did wrong to help them realize that mistakes aren't permanent and you can move on from them and learn from them, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just telling them because you just want, like, maybe them to know that the bad things you did, I feel like that there's no learning from that.
There's got
to
be
right?
a lesson behind it,
right? Exactly. Like, if you're trying to help them go, like, so your kid, maybe your kid's down in the dumps because you just did something wrong. You're like, listen, man, I made mistakes too. You'll be fine. Like, there's that learning experience. I just don't know if I'd preemptively just start going, yo, man, I stole a car. Went to Mexico.
Story time. Gather around, kids.
Well, unless you tell it to them, because unless you let them know, like, I know what you could be up to, or I've been there before. I've played those games. I know what you're up to late at night.
You better be right, though,
like,
because
I kind of like that.
You better be correct, though. Mm-hmm.
Gloria, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your perspective. Appreciate you. Shout out to your abuelita.
Shout out to my grandma, like my second mama.
Yeah, who told you that so you could use it against your mom.
Right.
I know. I still do at 25.
I still do, she said. Gloria, have a great week. Love you, girl. Happy Labor
Thank
Day weekend.
You too.
Later.
Bye, Tim. Bye.
Ryder from Bell, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Ryder? You're saying it's a good idea to tell your kids about the mistakes you've made in your past, bro. Why do you say that?
I have a 9-year-old myself. I'm 40-year-old now, right?
Yeah.
I have a 9-year-old. And this girl, at 9, I was already driving cars, stealing my parents' cars, getting into trouble. And I tell her all my stories, everything from the time I was 9 to 16 when I ended up in juvenile hall.
Wow.
And she listens. She's captivated by it. But, you know, she's such a good girl. And she just turned 9. And I think, man, at this age, I was already driving a car. By age 11,
oh
I was driving
gosh.
A motorcycle.
That's
yeah,
wild,
but
bro.
She's such a great kid. She's totally completely different from who I am.
But Ryder, what is your ultimate message when you tell her these stories?
I tell her, don't do what I did. I learned the hard way. Now I'm a successful man. I'm obviously mature.
Congrats.
I told her, I wouldn't have wasted all these years of putting my skills and knowledge to steal cars or to break into houses.
Wow.
I could have applied it to something else. If I would have had a good role model to like, you know, like an older brother to tell me like,
yeah,
hey, don't do that stuff. Like, man, go to the military or stay in school. Then,
right.
And then I would have been different, right? So
yeah.
I'm so involved in my kid's life now. I'm just positive. Like, these are the mistakes I made.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I turned out all right. The correctional system worked out for me, but it doesn't work out for a lot of people.
Right. That's dope. Like, hey, here's my wisdom. Do what you want with it, but at least I'm telling you, right? Giving you a heads up. You don't have to make the same mistakes I did to learn your lesson. You can learn vicariously.
Exactly.
Ryder, congratulations, man, on straightening out your life. You sound like you're a present father, amazing father, man. Major props to you, bro, and thank you for listening to us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, later, bro. Christina just texted in from Whittier where the girls are prettier. Whittier repping today, big time, bro.
Coming in strong.
What up? Says, I have been through hell and back, and I want my kids, especially my girls, to know that they can talk to me about anything because I've been through a lot and I've always want them to turn it around and be better because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, because if you try to be a parent that's like, oh, I'm perfect and I've always been perfect, your kids aren't going to want to come to you with like issues they're having or mistakes they made. So you're going to be doing stuff behind your back and keeping it from
you. I mean,
you,
I think
know?
The thing about life is like understanding at some point in time that perfection's not the expectation, right?
Right?
Like you're going to have problems. You're going to hit hiccups in your life. You're going to make mistakes, but it's how you come out on the other side of it, which is why I understand a lot of these parents, especially the ones who've been through like tough upbringings and like had to be grown-ups. We have a lot of kids out there right now that have to be grown-ups before they want are ready to be grown-ups. But inspiring your kids to understand that like just a little mistake doesn't have to derail everything, I think, is the important part.
Absolutely, man. The lesson behind that. Always know this, though, and everything that you do, you don't just represent yourself. You represent your family, your culture, your generation. You represent all of us, all right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.